From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Living Truth program. I certainly do thank the Lord and thank you for the pleasure of your company. As this week, we are involved in a series entitled Taking a Look at the Church of God. I made a statement on Monday that I want to give to you again today, and I want to encourage you to consider it. Perhaps many of you remember me giving it on Monday, and you've been thinking about it ever since. Well, I would like to give it again today. You might have missed it on Monday, and I think that it's an important statement as it relates to our subject of the local church. And here is that statement. When one is committed to God, he will also be committed to the local church because of the very nature of the church. I want to repeat that. When one is committed to God, that is, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, when one is committed to God, he or she will also be committed to the local church because of the very nature of the church. In other words, one cannot be committed to God without being committed to the local church. And you'll say, Pastor Gary, why is that? Well, it is simply because of the fact that the church is God's entity for this dispensation of grace to reveal his truth to the whole world. I brought out yesterday, and I even mentioned it on Monday, over in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, it talks about the church, and it says, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, it's through the church that God wants to show his wisdom to the heavenly hosts as well as to those on earth. And then when you go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 15, you see that not only is it true that God wants to show his wisdom through the church, but it's through the church that God reveals his truth to the world. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, but if I tarry long, this is of course Paul talking to Timothy, he says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar in the ground of the truth. The house of God, the household of God, the body of Christ, the church is the pillar in the ground of God's truth in the world. Therefore, those of us who are saved, those of us who are born again, must indeed be involved with the local church so that we can be a part of God's program in showing his wisdom and truth to the whole world and even to the heavenly hosts. Are you involved in a local church to that degree? Well, that's God's plan for your life. That is biblical truth. And so, yesterday, we emphasized the fact that the church is God's institution and program for this age and is to be the very center of life and ministry of the Christian. Today, I want to emphasize the fact that the church is a New Testament entity not previously revealed in the Old Testament. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it. The church is a New Testament entity not previously revealed in the Old Testament. You will not find the Church of Jesus Christ back in the Old Testament at all. It's not there. Now, that does not mean that the Old Testament is not applicable for us. It is. It's very applicable for us. Every now and then I come across somebody who says, I'm a New Testament Christian, and so I don't read the Old Testament. I don't study the Old Testament. The Old Testament is not for me. Well, beloved, that's a big mistake. The Old Testament is for you. It's for me. It's for us today. And one passage that clearly stipulates that is Romans chapter 15 and verse 4, where it says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime," that is back in the Old Testament, "were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." You and I need the Old Testament. The New Testament is built on the Old Testament, but the church was not found back in the Old Testament. However, it was predicted by Christ. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That is quite a sentence. "I will build my church. Church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." What we see there is the Lord Jesus Christ predicting the establishment of the church. How was he going to build the church? Well, first of all, by dying for the church on the cross of Calvary. And one of the reasons why we believe that the church could not exist back in the Old Testament is, number one, simply because there in Matthew 16 and verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." That indicates that it was yet future, as Jesus was speaking it there in Matthew 16. But then over in the book of Acts, chapter 20 and verse 28, the Word of God says, as the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Ephesian leaders, the leaders of the church of Ephesus, he says in Acts 20, 28, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God." That's a message to pastors. We are to be feeding the church of God. Then he says, "which he hath purchased with his own blood." You see, Jesus Christ had to die on the cross before the church could become an entity, before the church could come into existence. The church did not exist back in the Old Testament. And so we see here Jesus indicated that as he predicted it by saying he was going to build the church there in Matthew 16 and 18. And then Paul brought out there to the Ephesian leaders, the pastors of the church at Ephesus, that they were to feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, that is, through the Lord Jesus Christ. But let me draw your attention to another verse of Scripture or two that shows to us that the church is a New Testament entity not previously revealed back in the Old Testament. Turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 16. Romans and the 16th chapter, if you would please, and I want to read with you verses 25 and 26. Here we find that the Apostle Paul is writing to the local church at Rome, and he's giving some ecclesiology, as it were. He's talking about the church. Romans 16, 25 through 27. It says this, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." Now, what you see there is that the Apostle Paul is talking about a mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now has been manifested or made known by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandments of the everlasting God and made known to all nations. The mystery was not revealed back in the Old Testament times. And here, that word mystery is not used as something that's eerie and mysterious, but rather the word mystery means that which was not previously revealed but is now revealed. And what Paul is saying, that the church was not previously revealed back in the Old Testament times, but has been revealed through the teaching of the apostles and the prophets after Jesus Christ died on the cross. Well, somebody might say, what is this mystery? Well, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. And we find these words beginning with verse 4. It says, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. There again, we see Paul is referring to this mystery. What is this mystery? Well, go down a few verses to verse 10 of Ephesians 3, when it says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. You see, the church was a mystery in the Old Testament. It was not revealed. Christ prophesied that he would build it in Matthew 16, 18. He was able to do that through shedding his blood on the cross. And on Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, the church was born. That's when the church was revealed. And so the church is not found back in the Old Testament. It is for this dispensation of grace. And beloved, we need to understand it. We need to be supportive of it. And we need to be a part of it. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our study. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.